Start with Aleph Perek Yud-Bez, Mishnah Zayin. Amot Shehu Mutol La'avir. A circular pillar that is outside in the open air, resting on the ground. And Yesh Be Kefo Esrim V'Arba Tzvachim, maybe it's a Tuma Tachas Dachna. If the circumference of the Amot is at least 24 Tzvachim, the Amot would have a din of an oil, even though it's resting on the ground, and Tuma would be transmitted underneath its side. And since the Amot is circular, the middle part of the Amot juts out more than the bottom part of the Amot, which is resting on the ground. So it's possible to put a Gezayis Min HaMeis and Kelim underneath the sides of the Amot. Now, if you can measure a square tefa underneath the sides of the Amot, then the Amot would have a din of an oil since it is being mal over an area that's a tefach by a tefach. And since the middle part of the Amot will jut out more than the bottom part of the Amot, that part is being mahel on a maze on Kalim and would transmit the tumor to the Kalim. Now, how do we figure out if we can measure a tefach by a tefach underneath the side of the Amot? The Mephoshim explain that if the Hekefa is 24 Tzvachim, then the width is 8 Tzvachim. If the width is 8 Tzvachim, and we draw a square of 8 Tzvachim around the Amot, the diagonal of that square will be 8 plus another 16/5 of a tefach, another 3 Tzvachim plus a fifth of a tefach. And that is a din that a tefach square has a diagonal of a tefach plus 2/5 of a tefach. So therefore, we now have an extra 16/5 of a tefach for the diagonal. And we would take those 16/5 of a tefach and break it in half. And we'd have 8/5 of a tefach on one side of the 8 tefachim square and 8/5 of a tefach on the other side of the 8 tefachim square. And if we put those 8/5 of a tefach underneath the sides of the Amud, we would have a tefa square, as the diagonal of a tefa square is 7/5 of a tefa. So we have more than that. We have 8/5 of a tefa. So therefore, we have a tefa by a tefa underneath the sides of the Amud if the circumference is 24 tzvachim. In such a case, if the kedayis and amez underneath the sides of the Amud, underneath the middle part of the Amud that juts out more than the part of the Amud that's on the ground, and our kalim underneath that part also, the tumor would be transmitted to the kalim, and those kelim would become tumit. And even if the kelim are stuffed deep underneath the amud, that is not inside the tefach square, even so, those kelim would become tumit. This is called shipui olam. If you have olam that slant, everything in that all would become tumit. So therefore, all kelim underneath the amud, no matter where underneath the amud those kelim are, would become tumit from the mit. Vimla. But if you cannot measure a tefach square underneath the sides of the amud, Tuma Baikak Vaila Baikak Vyaredis. In such a case, since we don't have a tefa square, it doesn't have a din of an oil, so it would not transmit the tumor. Instead, the tumor would go straight up and down. Kalim above and underneath the mace would become tame, but the tumor would not spread sideways to be metame kalim underneath another part of the omur. If the kanais from a mace stuck to a threshold of a house, the Gnais and Mace is not under the roof of the house. It's stuck to the threshold of the house. Rabbi Eliezer Metame is Abai is Rabbi Yeshua Metame. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the contents of the house would become Tamer for the Gnais and Mace, even though it's not under the roof of the house. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, the Iskupa, the threshold, is part of the house. While Rabbi Yeshua is Metame, he holds that the Iskupa is not part of the house, so therefore, since the Gnais and Mace is not underneath the roof of the house, it's not Metame, the contents of the house. If the kezayis from a mace was put underneath the iskupa, instead of being stuck to the top of the iskupa, it was buried underneath the threshold of the house, in such a case we would judge it half and half. Meaning that if the kezayis from a mace is buried underneath the inner half of the iskupa, it would be considered as if it was inside the house, and it would be metame the contents of the house. But if it was buried underneath the outer half of the iskupa, then it would not be metame the contents of the house. And just like we've had earlier, that if a mace is within the walls of a house, we would judge it half and half, that if it was within the inner half of the wall, then it would be metame the contents of the house, and if the mace was in the outer half of the wall, it would not be metame the contents of the house. So too over here, that if the mace is buried underneath the inner half of the scoop, it would be metame the contents of the house. Mudbak lamashko. Habayis tame. Rabbi Yosi metame. If the kezayis from a mace is underneath the mashko, the doorpost of the house, in such a case, the bias would become, the contents of the house would become tummy, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, as even though it's not underneath the roof of the house, it's underneath the mashkov. It would be metamer the contents of the house. While Rabbi Yossi disagrees, he is metire, and since the kedayas ben ames is outside the house, even though it's underneath the mashkov, it would not be metamer the contents of the house. Haya nason b'toich habayis hanogea b'mashkov tamer. If the kedayas ben ames inside the house, somebody who touches the upper part of the doorpost, even from the outside, would become tamer. And since the mace is inside the house, it's metame the contents of the house plus the house itself. And even the mashkov would become tame. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, who said that when the mace is underneath the mashkov, it's not metame the house, but in this case, if the mace is inside the house, he would hold that the mashkov would become tame. And since the mace eventually will be taken out of the house underneath the mashkov, the mace would be metame the mashkov as well. Hanogeba iskupa, Rabbi Eliezer metame. Somebody who touches the iskupa, in such a case, it's the kedayas ben ames inside the house. Rabbi Eliezer is metamic. As we had previously, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if there's a mace that's mudbuk that's attached to the iskupa, that the bias would become tamic, the iskupa is part of the house. So therefore, if there's a mace inside the house, Rabbi Eliezer would hold that the iskupa would become tamic along with the house. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer mitapachu lamatan tar, mitapachu lamalan tamic. Rabbi Yeshua says, underneath a tefach would be tar, while one tefach below the surface would be tamei. The tefach that's below the surface of that skupa, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that somebody who touches that tefach would become tamei. As even though Rabbi Yeshua held when there's a mace that is stuck to the skupa, it's not metame the contents of the house, but in this case, if the mace is inside the house, one tefach below the surface of the skupa would become tamei, since the mace eventually will be brought out of the house. Rabbi Yeshua in this case would hold that just like the mace is metame the house, it's also metame one tefach of the skupa. But the part of the skupa that's more than a tefach below the surface would not be tame, as Rabbi Yeshua holds only the tefach below the surface is tame. Anything below that is tar.